This is the sound of an artist named Teebs. He's an electronic music composer from the suburbs of L.A. And by electronic artist, I mean he rarely works with instruments. What he does is take other people's recordings and even the sounds of household objects like a fork hitting the ground, and he loads them into his laptop, and then he manipulates those sounds. And he does this all from the comfort of his bedroom. He then adds layer after layer, beat upon beat, until he's left with this chaotic collage of sound. Teebs' real name is Tendera Mandoa. His debut album is called Ardour, and he's with me now. Teebs, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Before we get to your new album, I want to find out a little bit more about you. You were born in New York. Your folks came from Malawi and Barbados. Is that right?
Yes.
So what kind of music were you listening to as a kid?
A lot of calypso, a lot of reggae, but a lot of calypso, to throw that back in.
How do you think that translated into what you do now?
Just the energy or the vibe. I mean, calypso is a lot more fast-paced, but just this happy nature, I guess. Mm. Being on an island, maybe. It's kind of related right back into the music I started making.
How would you describe beat music for someone who's not, you know, all that familiar with it?
It kind of stems from, say, hip-hop or people doing production for rappers or singers, but as time went on and more kids had equipment to make their own things but not the proper vocals to fit their music, they just started filling in the gaps.
Using computers to, laptops and things and Macs and to make your own music.
Right.
Well, I want to hear an example of that. This is from your record. It's a track called Double Fist. It has that kind of sparkly fantasy sound in there. Now, I want to know about the craftsmanship that goes into a track like this, because there are so many elements, right? I mean, there's so many things that are just layered and stacked on top of each other. Can you break it down for us? What are we hearing?
You're hearing a harp. I kind of just really beat it up and kept resampling and relooping, changing the sounds a bit. And then shakers, recorded drum taps, like, around the house, and change falling. There's a lot of little toys, I guess.
So you go around with a microphone, or you set up microphones around your house, and you try different sounds out, and then you sort of feed them into your computer and then work with them?
Pretty much, yeah. I have a machine called the SP404. It's just a little sampler, and it has a built-in mic, and yeah, I record everything into there and just keep re-affecting it there, and then, yeah, into a computer.
So, I mean, a lot of the sounds, I mean, obviously the harp is a harp, but, I mean, a lot of these are kind of like created sounds, as you say, change falling on the ground. What's the weirdest thing that you've used to make a sound?
The weirdest thing I've used, tape peeling off something, or a microwave. I used a microwave before.
How'd you use a microwave?
Just the door slamming.
Oh, and just the door little, slamming, right.
The little buttons, touching the microwave buttons.
Just that sort of beep beep?
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
Do you think that guys your age who grew up with video game systems at home, and presumably you play them, do you think that there's a connection between growing up playing video games and making this kind of music and having the ability to kind of understand intuitively how all this stuff works?
I think it does, because you just have that same format, you know, placed in front of you. The medium is the same. It's just a samplers are usually little boxes. They look like toys, and you got computers, and you've been looking at computers all your life already, playing video games probably. So I think it definitely relates to why a lot of kids are picking up this new tool.
My guest is the electronic music artist Teebs. His new album is called Ardour. Teebs, I know that while you were making this record, your father passed away, and I'm sorry about that. Did it have any impact on the process? I mean, did it stop things for a while?
Yeah, that was a really tense time. It was last year, and he passed away in the summertime, and it was kind of crazy because my brother, this is kind of like a backstory, he wasn't really involved so much, but he was really sick at the time, also mentally ill, and he got taken away to be hospitalized because it was getting too out of control for my mother. So it was just really a crazy time where he left, and then my dad passed away, and it was just kind of like a whole shutdown. So I moved back home immediately after that, and yeah, I just wasn't making any more music, and I was just kind of taking time, reflecting, hanging out with my mom, just helping her. So there was a maybe like a 4 month, 5 month break period.
What did your dad make of your music?
At first, he didn't really know too much. It's just more so when he was getting more sick and in bed, and he actually had more time. I hung out with him more, and we actually spoke more. Like, he had time to listen to it, because he was always a really busy guy, had a 9-to-5, and was always working. He slowed down, and I had more time to be around him, and we kind of understood each other a bit more.
Is there a track on this record that you think he would like in particular?
I think definitely the While You Do song is the one he mentioned. I was playing him a lot of tunes, not just my stuff, but a lot of relaxing songs, and he didn't even know it was mine. He thought that was a really beautiful song. He just kind of stopped the tape. I told him that I was the one that made it, and it was a pretty crazy moment.
And it wasn't even Calypso.
Exactly.
That's Tendera Mandoa. He's better known as Teebs. His new recording is called Ardour. You can hear a few sample tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Teebs, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. You can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekend ATC. We're back on the radio tomorrow with more news, stories, music, and more. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.